This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There comes a time in the life of all policy stories when you got to get down to the nitty-gritty, the nuts and bolts, the process of how whatever is going to get done is going to get done. Today for us is that day. While all eyes, most anyway, were on the lunch that President Trump had with Senate Republicans this afternoon and on that remarkable speech from the soon-to-be ex-GOP Senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake, just afterward, those in the economic know were hanging around the tax bill writing House Committee on Ways and Means. The House is expected to let the rest of us see its tax plan next week. But until then, there is legislating writing being done. Marketplace's Bree Benishore gives us some idea of what is going to go into writing this most high profile of tax bills.
Somewhere on Capitol Hill, Republican lawmakers on the House Ways and Means Committee are hammering out a tax plan. And if they aren't sleep deprived now, they're going to be.
As they get closer, they will be meeting late into the night.
Ken Keyes directs the Federal Policy Group. He was chief Republican tax counsel for the Ways and Means Committee when Congress actually reformed taxes in 1986.
I can remember conferences where we were there at 4 a.m. with somebody from the Treasury Department behind me, dead asleep, snoring.
The basic structure of any tax plan is hashed out in meetings, long meetings, lots of them, in private. The objective for the plan right now is pretty simple.
Raising revenue to get all the goodies.
Jeff Birnbaum is co-author of Showdown at Gucci Gulch, which chronicled tax reform in the 80s. Goodies, meaning lower tax rates for some.
What individuals and industries have to pay more in order to get those benefits?
And while lawmakers are crunching and recrunching numbers, keeping tabs on the optics of what they're doing and otherwise trying to wear each other down, they're also contending with something that they didn't have to back in, well, ever. Presidential tweets. Senator Byron Dorgan was on the House Ways and Means Committee during the 86 tax reform.
The president is sending out tweets from the White House saying, here's what I support, and it may well be completely the opposite of what he supported the day before or the week before.
That, he says, makes lawmakers' jobs even tougher. But not impossible. At the end of the day, the Ways and Means Committee will write the bill it wants to write. Lobbyists, the Senate, and the president will all get their turn. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.